Oh, girl. Hi.
Are you present?
I'm getting there. Hold on. That's always my go-to sound is the motherfucking Nicki Minaj.
Barb's Wake It Up. I mean, that's really Roman's what gets us going.
Holiday. Roman Holiday.
Take your medication, Roman. Take your medication, yeah, Roman.
That's Roman Holiday.
Or like Moscow, Roman in Moscow, Roman. There's so many Roman moments.
We'll talk about that later, actually.
We will.
Because that's okay, kind of the agenda. Also, hi. Yes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Saturn.
Welcome to the podcast. Oh, yeah, and I'm Star.
What's your name?
I'm Star.
And this is Fully Charged.
Fully Charged.
I mean, we're going to talk about it. We're going to give you a little weekend update.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the power of good dig versus bad dunk.
We're going to talk about saying, I like you. Derogatory usage.
I want to learn about that.
We're going to talk about she's a runner and he's a track star. We'll get into
the way it
what
should
that
be.
All means.
And we're going to talk about you, Miss Thing, the TikTok star of our generation.
Well, yes, but really Instagram reels. But also,
right.
We're talking about lifestyle, food. We have a lot
we
on
have
the
a lot.
Agenda.
We're verbose today.
We're verbose.
I will
wow, look at those big words we're using.
You taught it to me. You're Did smart I? Sometimes.
I don't want to be smart.
That's true. I think one of your trades taught it to you, and then you were just like, I'm going to repeat what the trade says, because
yes,
we're really right. just silly rabbits.
For everyone listening, everything I learned from a man.
Right. Wait, can I tell you that I met a man this weekend? Let's just get into the weekend.
Let's
update.
Just get into it, yeah. Go ahead.
So I don't know if I want to be this man's silly rabbit or his right arm hand, but there was this drunk rich man, and I could smell the rich. I could also smell his drunken breath, which smelled something like someone who may have scabies or something from like being... Yes, scabies. Something that like you would get from being like really underprivileged in like the American system. And but he wasn't, which is the gag, right? Like he was definitely a rich man. He like runs art stuff. But
I
he
mean,
comes
that's
up
the whole thing, right?
Right.
People love to affect the trappings of the proletariat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, wait,
come
I was
on, that's something you're trying
to
say.
Right,
get in
okay,
character.
Anyway,
bitch.
Get back into this man. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so he comes up to me. He's like, you are such a beautiful, unique individual. And I'm like, yeah, whatever trade. And then he leans in and kisses me. But as he's trying to kiss me, he is also trying to take his phone out of his pocket to give him my number. And girl, we're at this like fucking bar. Where they have turned, or no, this restaurant where they've turned it into a bar and stacked chairs on top of tables, and he proceeds to fall into the chairs stacked into the tables. A friend had to stop him from breaking the front glass, and I grabbed him by his throat and made sure that he did not fall into the tables. It was really tragic, but I just was like, wow, this is disgusting and boring. Like, trade is like so nasty to me right now.
So nasty. Well, I mean, that in particular gives intervention on A&E trade. But
I would love to give an intervention.
That's what it gives. It gives intervention. That's
I'm like,
lot.
Is this what Anna Nicole had to deal with to get her bag? Like, is this what's going on now? Because I just can't.
Oh, my God. Do you think Mariah's billionaire potential husband was actually just like a raging alcoholic?
Yes,
and she
it
just
gave
had like
exactly
video
that.
Proof or something. And
yes,
so that's why he gave her money.
So I'm gonna
oh
do. I'm gonna go into it. He's gonna take me to
Am
dinner
I
next
psychic?
Week. You're psychic. You are. You create seances or something like that. I think you've talked to her recently.
So anyway, so you said you're gonna do who? Who's gonna do who to what?
I don't know. I'm dumb. What did I say?
I forgot. Wait, well, anyway, we are on something today.
We are.
Actually, not drugs, but I guess caffeine. Or the moon. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was the full moon. Yes.
The blue moon. Once in the motherfucking blue moon.
You know, that moon was about letting go of things and realizing what doesn't serve you. And honestly, being fab as like a trait, like a commodifiable trait, does not serve me right now. Because like the thing for me is that like I've been fab since I was little. Like I've always been like the, hey, you over there, you know, like the kid that everyone noticed and I just hid in a corner. But now I'm like in the center of the, epiplex or what is it when it's the big crowd of people or something? What is it called? What?
I feel like that's something at like a doctor's office, the epioplex. Or the machine where they scan you. That's the epioplex.
That is an epioplex. Okay, well, I've been in the center of that before too. But I just feel like, I don't know, being fab just is like losing its luster. It's like all the girls are fab. Like, I want exclusivity again. Like, I want all the isms back. Where is the elitism? Where is the classism? For the fab girls.
I'm stuck on what an exioplex is.
What
but
is
yes,
it?
But yes, where are the fab girls? Where is
this? What is it? A centerplex? No. What is it? An ecosystem? I don't know.
The way that I just... Okay, yeah, but yes. Bring back elitist, hegemonic beauty standards. Bring back exclusivity. Bring back everyone who's cool going one place and everyone who's drool going somewhere else. I'm sick of people who are drool having the look of a fab bitch with none of the motherfucking personality of a fab bitch.
Period. In the words of Naomi Campbell in reference to Cardi B and Nicki fighting at the whatever gala that was, I saw no icons there. You know? And I did see a lot of icons this weekend, and that was great, but it was the in-between riffraff. But I guess, you know what? The world is expanding. What are we at? Like, a lot of billion or something? So I guess there's a lot of plus ones in life.
Yeah, it's a lot of billion.
Yeah, so
like
I get it.
It's a couple few.
Yeah.
It's a couple few billion people.
Yeah.
Tell
me. 7.9 billion. Wow.
That's how many people on Earth?
Yeah.
This just doesn't seem sustainable.
Well, girl, I mean, they have their ways of working it out, don't they?
Oh, my God, not to be political, because I actually don't care. But I saw this really funny anti-vax video, and this guy was like, if you got the vaccine, you will die within 6 months to 3 to 5 years. I was like, that is a lot. Wait, what? 6 months to 3 to 5 years or so.
How do you predict that?
And I was like, honestly, hot.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Honestly.
Right at the peak. Yeah, it'll get me right at the peak, you know.
I'm like, hopefully I'll be, like, famous enough to buy my own house and we'll have our TV show.
Right.
So, whatever. That's,
oh,
like,
my God,
cute.
You think we'll be filming it as the earthquake starts?
Well, no.
Because it goes out
like
an earthquake,
it was
right?
Your body
oh, no,
just,
we would just
gonna
die.
Melt. Or something.
Well, that
I
would have to be
on
camera.
The anti-vaxxers are saying that your body just melts, which...
Like Alex Mack from Nickelodeon?
Alex Mack!
Let's actually wrap up this part, and I'll just say that... I think I want to start bringing coffee out to the clubs because I'm bored of it, you know?
Yeah, maybe it'll get me going. That. Okay, well, I feel like before the break...
Yeah,
we can touch on good dick, bad dick.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I've only ever had bad... What?
You've only ever had bad dick?
No, bad dick like once or twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've wrote this on my Instagram, which I just kind of write my musings on my Instagram story. Mm. But, you know, I was like... Oh, good dick be making you have a motherfucking pep in your motherfucking step. It gives very much pip, pip, cheerio. Hello there. And you're walking around like you really found like the sunshine of your life. And like, I had some good dick, and then I fucking cleaned my house, mopped the floors, did my laundry the next day. And I was like, thank you for your service, good dick.
See, good dick makes me, the even like the illusion of good dick makes me want to like break glass.
What? What do you mean? Just like throw it against the wall or in the sink?
Throw it into the sink, yeah, with like amongst other glasses, just to like send like some sort of crazy like message of like, okay, you know, fuck me good and this is what you're gonna get.
bad dick.
I mean, I'm not a shamer at all, but I have fucked someone who had a 2-3 hard, and it just couldn't reach past my voluptuous booty cheeks, and that just to me was like most upsetting. It was on one of my birthdays. I don't know which one, but it was on one of my birthdays. And I just thought, what did I do to deserve this?
I had one like that. And it was crazy because he was so handsome.
Right. So I thought, this man was handsome.
What? Is that a thing?
Where somebody, maybe.
You know? Because you know,
it be the uglies that got it. Who got it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's a rare combination of L.A. 8 NYC 10 with actually 8 inches, because, and by LA 8 I mean on a scale of 1 to 10 hotness scale. But if you're an LA 8, you're NYC 10.
Well, baby, I know a Euro 12 that has a cook and a face.
See, it
and it's only a big ass C that's keeping me away. It's yes, a C, right?
The Atlantic Ocean, actually. Right? I think Gretel Thornberry swam across that.
Oh, is that where, did she swim to the Atlantis? Like the city of Atlantis or whatever?
Is that why she's famous?
Wow, she's cooler than we knew.
Anyway, it's time for a break.
See you in a sec. Back or what? How does that work?
And yeah, you wanna, we're back.
Oh, woo, look at that. It's almost like, you know, in Bewitched when she could just boop and come back.
Oh my god, that sound, ding 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 ding, when her nose twitches.
Oh, when her nose would twinkle.
Oh, that's not what it sounded like. What did Samantha do? Oh, wait, no,
that was
daughter.
Samantha. Oh,
no, her daughter did something else.
She had a hand. Tabitha had like a finger, or no, she would move her nose, remember?
It was her nose. Yeah. No, that was her mom was the nose.
Yeah, but remember she would put her finger on her nose and wiggle it.
Oh,
to be
so
cute. She's like, mommy, I'm like, yo. I feel like
I like you. Or I like you. Or I like you. Derogatory. Let's talk about it. No?
Okay, well, I live for, like, southern types of shade. I live for over... Hello? Miss?
I'm listening, yes.
Oh? Oh, maybe there was someone in my head talking. But I feel like I like you in a derogatory way is, like, very fun for me. Like, I don't know if I do it that way. I definitely just give, oh my god, hey! You know, and that should be the sign, but people never get it. How do you give it? I feel like this is something... that you feel in your soul. Did you do that this weekend?
I definitely did. Also, I think it's funny to say that I like you. Derogatory use. Like, I liking somebody.
Okay, give me a scenario. Play it out.
We're at the club. You know, one of the dolls is antiquing. I'm like, oh my god. I like you.
Oh, I live for that.
And it's like, I do like you, but it also is like, girl,
it kind of gives me like a, I'll never see you again though. I have this theory of like, when you ever just look at someone and you're like, I never want to see you again, and then you walk away and hug them, you know.
Well, that's the hope, at least. But a lot of these bitches, they be sticking around.
They're never gonna fucking go away, and that's why we need to bring back elitism. Anyway,
not us being like problematic, whatever.
No, I love everyone equally.
I don't, but I do.
We'll take the shade of that. I love everyone equally.
I love all of you.
Yes, every one of God's children. Wait, speaking of I like you, there was a trade this weekend who said something similar, but I think they meant it, and I think they meant it in such a widespread sort of way.
Yes, well, for some people, I like you is said to the room. I like you.
Every and last one
everyone.
Of you.
It's Pokemon trainer trade. It's
come one, come all. Catch them all.
Yeah, gotta catch them all. I love this, though. We were like at the party, Rhonda, and we were like, there was multiple of these types, actually, I feel like, there that night, which was the she's a runner, because we were like running away from the trades.
Literally.
And he's a track star, and he's running after the girls, and he's going from bitch to bitch to bitch to bitch to bitch to nigga to bitch to nigga to twink to bitch to cross-dresser to doll to
girl, just passing each one being like, will you do no? Will you do no? Will you do no?
You know what? Here's you the thing. Did I like support it. I was like, this is cute to me, because it wasn't like this person was my exclusive trade. I was like,
well, girl, you were like the friend. Runner. You were running him. Like, you were, he was your track star.
Well, and then he was running our other friend too, remember?
Oh.
He was like, But I think it's cute. You know what? It's funny. It's very much the same vibe. Fuck your friends, summer.
Fuck me, sis. It's fuck me, sis. Yeah, and, you know, I felt it on my knee. It was slightly, possibly could be worth it, but it was just the amount of, like, you know, what is it? It's the audacity.
Yeah. I like a little bit of audaciousness.
The word that's in my head, I don't know much, but I know it's not appropriate. Do y'all have track star men in your lives? Write us about it or something like that. Yeah,
write us about it. DM Satter, not me.
Which is so funny because, girl, please. Star would love to talk to you all. Please DM her.
Don't DM me.
And, girl, I'm going to start talking about Britney. I did not.
Yeah, DM Saturn, exactly. Don't DM me. Don't DM me.
Or maybe hit her up
on... You can join the Dubai bots. I'm like, I have too many motherfucking Dubai bots in my inbox.
Well, girl, you need to go run and track Star over there. That is where it is.
Giving Dubai bots.
That's where it gives, girl. It gives
flavors
over
of
there.
Bangladesh bots, like, yes. All up in
Mediterranean bots.
No, it's very like I don't know. I think I did a video for Instagram creators page, and then they followed me, and after that, I swear, I just get all these bots, and now India is like the third most popular country that my Instagram is like shown in or something.
When I was asked to work with that same Instagram thing, someone else that I was talking about it with said that they were like, oh my God, you get so many India or Russia bots. And that just freaked me out, the idea of it. So now I'm just like living vicariously through your bot experience.
I don't like it.
But you like TikTok?
I don't, actually. And let's talk about this. here's the thing. I'm not famous on TikTok. It doesn't give me the ooh-ah-ah sensation, and I don't feel very sickening on there. If you look on my actual TikTok, on TikTok, a video I post, some of them literally have, like, 75 views, which is...
That's 75 people. That's amazing.
I'm a minor... celebrity, micro. I'm a micro influencer, so that's for true. Me, I need at least 1,000 views to feel
like, the ooh la la, the ooh.
Feel, you know,
to feel the yas queen.
Anyway, so I've been making reels and posting them on Instagram because I think it's funny and it's for my own entertainment. I just am doing kind of like stupid. Funny things. Also, my Instagram is very much like me just saying like something dumb because I think it's funny and cunt.
I like them. What was the one that I really like felt a connection with last week? You said something that I just thought was so poetic and gorgeous.
Let's see. Let's run it back.
Is that how running it back sounds like?
Okay, what's next, girl?
Well, we can grab some water and then talk about being gluten-free. Because I need to go off about it.
Okay, cunt. Okay, let's take a break.
Okay.
Was it the thing about the pilgrims?
Yes. Hello, this is Fully Charged with Saturn and Star. I'm Saturn and I present to you Star Amaterasu discussing pilgrims. Take it away.
This is a post I made. I thought it was funny. I sometimes think to myself, if I could go back in time, I'd go to pilgrim times because maybe I am so hot. I feel like I would have my pick of pilgrim guys. Hopefully, before they called me a witch, I would get to fuck some crazy pilgrim cock.
Could you imagine the like dick you got before being burned at the stake?
Yeah.
It was good because he was like, you fucking witch.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they'd be like, how are you so pretty, negress? One. Two. Then it's like, oh, wow, she's so hot. And then I feel like I could just walk up to, like, some lumberjack pilgrim guy, pop, eating corn out of a barrel or whatever the fuck they did. And I could be like, so you're the one. I want you to fucking rep me in the barn, Jebediah.
Yeah.
Rep me.
Come on,
Jebba. Just do it. And I feel like he, depending on the one, he could, like,
he'd let you get away.
Cock. Yeah. It must have been crazy.
Yeah.
It was like procreation type of sex.
Ooh.
You know when a nigga's like trying to procreate with you?
Mm-hmm. He needs you to bear his children. He's like getting up
into them fallopian tubes. Like,
yes.
You're about, you know, like digging in.
He's like Jebediah Jr.'s on his way.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He said, the Lord told me
that
to
you.
Fuck the shit out of you. Oh, wait. You're a fucking witch, die, whore, burner at the stake, and then, you know, whatever, YOLO.
YOLO. Well, if any pilgrims out there would like to reach out, you know the app. Are you gluten-free, keto, paleo, I can't speak or pronounce words. What's your
lifestyle?
You and
I both are gluten-free.
We are.
And
I'm
dairy-free.
Yes.
Yes.
I always say it so, like, adamantly because, like, I will profusely have the Hershey squirts, as you have coined. Is there a ghost in your room?
A spider literally just crawled behind my, like,
oh, what's her name?
I don't know, Tabitha. Anyway.
No, that was probably Jebediah.
creepy.
He said, negress? I cannot eat the gluten or the dairy because I will have the Hershey squirts. And it's just not like a fun sensation.
Same.
I was once in a Instagram beef with a keto salad, who I now respect as a person. And I don't know what paleo is. Do you?
No. I think it's Fred Flintstone diet.
Now, what was he eating? Barney?
I don't know. I think it's something like Yabba Dabba Doo and stuff. What is the Yabba Dabba Doos?
Yabba Dabba Doo, I think, was like the dirt under their feet when they had to get the car going. Yabba
Dabba Doo! What did they eat? Like brontosaurus steaks? Ooh. Or like, you know, when they were like, I think that's what paleo means. It's
I know
like a Flintstone diet.
I know Wilma, not Wilma, what's the baby's name? Patricia? No. Bamboo? Pebbles. When Pebbles, when she used to have brontosaurus nuggets.
Patricia. Uh-huh.
Patricia Flintstone, when she used to have the the bamboo, no, the, what do you call them? The Tyrannosaurus Rex nuggets. Like, that shit looks so good when I was a kid. Like, so maybe right. I need to try this paleo thing.
Okay, yeah, let's try the Flintstone diet.
Wait, what are your, like, top three things that you can eat on your diet?
Okay, I've thought about this. My top three foods are in this order. And if you're listening and you want to be nice to me, you can always, especially number three. Okay, number one is Thai food, but like specifically like a curry or like something like a fried tofu, you know, dish type of thing. Number two is gluten-free toast with Earth Balance and like a flavored jam. And then
well, where do you get your, like, which gluten-free bread? Because
Trader Joe's gluten-free bread.
The green bag.
The blue bag.
Oh.
And the purple bag.
I'm the green bag girl, so what's good?
Well, you like multigrain shit. I'm not like that girl. I don't need fucking twigs and shit in my fucking food.
What's your third?
My favorite thing is cereal with oat milk. But specifically, I've been really into Honey Nut Chex, Blueberry Chex, or Peanut Butter Chex.
Okay.
You? What are your top three?
I love a pedestrian moment. my top three. Well, I do love a good... I mean, here's the thing. I'm a baby vegan, so I do love a good salmon. Like, you can win my heart over with a salmon, you know, with the rice and the veggies. But if I were going to, like, a gluten-free store... Well, I love Erin McKenna. They have, like, really nice... what are those things called with the carrots and it's cake? Carrot cake. Cupcakes. Those are amazing. And I also like... cupcakes. I don't know. Honestly, I've been feeling anorexic lately, and that's not to be pro-Anna or Mia. I just feel like I'm not really in the condition to be eating everything all the time. So I just, like, can't say... what my favorite foods are. Because you know, like, when I talk about food, I, like, have to go into these, like, what do I be saying? Like I be like, I don't feel like eating. Like, eating is not important to me. Like, don't I always have something to say?
Like, I'm eating for sustenance today. Excuse me, miss. Anyway. But, okay, well, girl, well, I know what it is. You like to make them damn scalloped oven potatoes where she's, like, fried it twice or whatever the fuck you do.
That's true.
You love that shit.
That's true.
You be making that for almost every motherfucking breakfast I've ever had with you.
That is, okay, my favorite breakfast is deli bacon because it needs to be thick and cut from the bacon animal itself. Also... I love an egg. If it's thick, I'll eat it. If it's not, I can't. Sorry, guys. And yeah, that's a really good meal. Come over if you want a little bit.
But we're still vegan.
Yes, 100% vegan, in fact.
You can't take a vegan lifestyle from us. You can take the girl. Because we ride the bus.
Yep. You can take the vegan out.
And I separate my recycling.
I found out that the county does it sometimes, especially in rich neighborhoods. Anyway.
Well, I separate mine regardless.
Regardless.
And I do that because the people that come down the street and want to grab the bottles and cups and cans so they can get their little coin.
That's sweet. You're doing you're doing community service. Wait. I wanted to... I always like to share with the girls a clip of how I feel.
Okay.
And I have this clip of Brittany talking to Kevin about time travel speed, but I shortened it to just hear the reaction to her being asked if the partying may be the reason that she feels like she's behind. Take it away.
It's all the partying.
Huh?
It's all the partying.
What are you talking about, all the partying?
That's why you feel that way.
What's that supposed to mean?
Would you rather go out or would you rather go watch the movie?
Huh?
Would you rather go out, if you had a choice to go out or go watch a movie, what would you want to do?
I'd go watch that movie and just drink at home. But what I'm trying to say is, do you ever feel like you, like, can some people, have you ever seen Back to the Future?
She was about to go off.
She was, because she had a little conspiracy going on in her mind. But I just want to say that I could watch the movie.
Have you seen Back to the Future?
Where people
I want to know what happened next, but I'll have to watch that later. But
everyone, go watch it. Run it up. Free Britney.
So I think you would rather be at home with a movie and a bottle of wine. We understand.
Thank you. Tis all. I just like to be, you know, seen.
Oh, Lord.
So this week I was watching the fabulous show starring Jennifer Coolidge called White Lotus on hot-bodied organizational programming or something, HBO. And this show...
Not hot-bodied organizational programming.
Bird mind, bird
silly
mind.
Little goose.
Yeah, and there was this scene where there was this beautiful, like, island contemplative music playing, and it was during the scene where they were like, I just want to live, and I was like, oh my god, me too, but like differently, right? And then I like Shazammed it, and the song was called I Want to Live, and it's by Cristobal Tapia de Vere. Don't know nothing about that person, but they sound amazing. The song's amazing, and it's number 28 on what appears to be a very long soundtrack to White Lotus.
Oh wow. White Lotus, I honestly have no clue. So I'm Australian.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, and I'll say that my song of the week is this song called Stone Harbor by Naeem, who I actually just hung out with yesterday.
Shout out Naeem.
He's awesome. And he was in this band called Spank Rock, which had like a moment.
He's gay.
Oh. Yeah. And he's gay and cool. And he wrote this song about his boyfriend. And I think it is so sweet. And we were talking about music. And this is like the second time I've talked about this song on a publication. So I really like it. Stone Harbor. It's just a simple love song. I love it so much.
There was nothing much to do, so I decided to fall in love with you. No ambitions, no drive. I stand, you fly. I wait for you every day and count the cars that cause my cares to stray. No intentions, no strife. You're here, I'm fine. There was nothing much to say. Stay there, baby, I'll be on my way. No convictions, no lies. I'll land, you die. Every word I've read.
Love that.
Hot. We really have our finger to the pulse.
We know what's going on.
We're
hot dolls.
Yeah. Make sure to find our Fully Charged playlist on Spotify and follow for all the good songs. We make songs on it that we don't talk about on the podcast. Who knows?
True. Sometimes the psychosis just wants to indulge. Mm-hmm. Make sure you are subscribed, leaving comments. I want to hear so many, like, I really want to hear, like, how sexy our voices are, but then you can get into, like, our opinions or something.
Yeah, you should leave us a beautiful comment on the podcast app of your choice and rate us 5 stars. Great. Okay, well, you know, everybody,
bye.
I love you all.
Love you all. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Bye. Bye, bitches. Motherfucking hoes. Talk to you later. Fully Charged is hosted by Saturn Rising and star Amarasu.
Produced by Big Dipper.
With editing by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Supersonic by Saturn and Star.
Our artwork is designed by Matthew Enderlin with photography by Vice Cooler and Dalton Blanco.